Here are today's top stories. Mayor Emanuel has a third party looking into the city's law department after last week's debacle over hidden evidence. And it's Dan Webb again. Is this the only dude that does third party investigations? I mean, I guess he does a good job, but there has to be others who write commissioned reports, right? I mean, Webb's under scrutiny already because he's given money to Anita Alvarez's campaign. But hey, kudos to Dan Webb for dominating the independent commission business. Am I right? Good job, Dan. Give us a piece. Illinois politicians and union leaders are watching the Supreme Court closely as a California case is being argued on whether or not public employees can opt out of union membership dues. This is huge because it's a big part of Rauner's turnaround agenda, and a favorable ruling would certainly mean Rauner would push for it here in Illinois. This is a tough one because unions say it will cause a free ride problem where union negotiations will help the people who don't pay for membership. That's essentially the same argument as someone showing up at a house party without beer and then grabbing one from the fridge. It's when you bring crappy beer, but then you upgrade to better beer. Wait, is there a cover? What's the guy-girl ratio at this party? Do I have to take my shoes off at the door? Because I hate that. I've totally lost control of this metaphor. Anyway, Supreme Court should rule soon. Powerball now up to $1.4 billion. Am I the only one who thinks there's never going to be a winner? That just is going to be the new way that government funds stuff? Because you know what Powerball means in Swahili? Tax. That's what we're going to see. In 2 years, it's going to be a Powerball at $5 billion. Get your ticket. Oh, I got to go get my ticket for the office. You're all going to drop money. I can't be the only one thinking about this, right? So let me get this straight. El Chapo got caught because of Sean Penn? The guy who dated Madonna? Wow. Must have a good agent. Forget doing movies, Sean. Let's get you six figures being a star in world news. That feed is blowing up. Think of all the retweets. All right, good. Next, we got to get you to the Chinese stock market fast. What? Leonardo's already there. Damn it. No. No. Get this agent on the line. Dang it. The auto shows are coming. The auto shows are coming. And there are concerns in the auto industry with oil prices plummeting and gas prices falling under $2, maybe even a dollar a gallon, that there will be no consumer demand for hybrids or electric cars. Yeah, so let me guess. Now you're just going to go start making diesel SUVs because, well, that's what the consumer wanted. What's next? You're going to start offering coal-powered television sets because consumers love the way it smells? Come on, auto industry. Do something original. To quote my favorite band, the Black Eyed Peas, stop being so 2000 and late. Oh, yeah. Feeling good. In entertainment news, the Golden Globes were last night and Mel Gibson. In weather, well, here we go. It's January. Can we complain about the cold now? Because it's cold. Although, don't tell gangbangers, 30 people shot this weekend. So much for the theory that cold weather curbs violence. 30 people shot? 30! Come on now. 100 shot in the first week of 2016. This after a new stat says that gun deaths outpace car crash deaths in 21 states. They're going to have to change that old cliche. It's safer to fly than to drive to it's safer to fly than, I don't know, to be by a window. Oh, God. In sports, the Bears have a new offensive coordinator. He coached the QBs last year, and he won several Grammys for his work on Footloose. Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Loggins. Oh, not Kenny. I thought it was Kenny Loggins. Oh, I thought it was Kenny Loggins. Never mind. It's Dowell Loggins. No relation. Dowell Loggins was promoted today to OC after being part of Cutler's comeback tour as QB coach. You know, when he was with the Titans, he was a coaching administrative assistant. So if any of the big Bears playmakers need to turn in expense reports, they got their man. It's cold outside, but it's hot in the United Center. Man, the Blackhawks made quick work of both Buffalo and Colorado. 7 in a row. Check the stat out. This is the 7th winning streak of more than 7 games since Coach Q took over. Unreal. Also, that's a lot of 7s. They should take that streak to the Blue Chip Casino. Anyway, Nashville Predators coming in tomorrow night. Man, what a weekend for the wild card NFL playoffs. While Trump was saying the league was soft, I watched one of the best playoff games in history. Watching the Steelers and Bengals was like watching a Hollywood action movie, kind of like The Last Boy Scout or, I don't know, like Hunt for Red October. I just couldn't tell who the hero was or who the villain was because it was like Ben Roethlisberger and the Bengals defense. Certainly 55 on the Bengals is the leading candidate for villain of the year. When your big dance after an interception is to run into the tunnel as if the game is over, and then your teammate fumbles on the next play and you have to come back out of the tunnel and then make the 15-yard penalty that essentially loses the game for your team, that's villain. If anything, it just reminded me how much the Bears suck. And then yesterday, watching atrocious football end with atrocious missed field goals in Minnesota. But you know what? The Vikings, come on, they're a placeholder. They'll be back to 6-10 when the Bears are back on top next year, or maybe the year after, or maybe the year after. But it'll happen. The Bulls fell to earth on Saturday, losing to the Atlanta Hawks, who just chucked threes like a college team. Tonight, Joakim Noah's back from a knee injury. Let's see if that means Bobby Portis goes back to the bench. Or, I don't know, maybe Portis could learn Kirk Heinrich's job? Get the glasses, too? Northwestern beat Minnesota over the weekend to climb to 500 in the Big Ten with a 14-3 overall record. 8 more wins, and they're going to the big dance. Count it down, Janet Davies. 8 more wins. And finally, David Bowie died today. What terrible news to kick off 2016. The only hope is that he's jamming with John Lennon, putting on his red shoes with Freddie Mercury, or dancing in the streets right now with Mick Jagger in heaven. Wait, Mick Jagger's not dead? He's not? Google that. Huh. Learn something new every day. Well, that's Scary Al for January 11, 2016. Hey, do you like stew? Because it's Bring Your Own Bag Monday. Bring in the bag and we'll fill it with stew. You're welcome, Chicago. More to come here on The Download, including Touche, our political weekly segment with Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy. We'll preview the State of the Union and all the political news of the day. And coming up at the big table, Kartemquin Films. It's The Download here on WGN. Stay with us.